way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Should I be expecting some papers soon?
Some papers?
Yeah.
Nah.
Not really.
I was just funning around. It was a funsy.
You don't know anything about funsies.
That was just a funsy.
No. There's nothing funsy about that.
No, you're right.
Okay. Welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast.
I thought we talked about you not doing that anymore.
You talked about it, but I just
I talk about it a lot.
It just flows that way for me.
Okay.
Well, then you should say it.
Is that
it.
How you hear it in your head, as it should be sounding?
Well, then you should say it and not wait for me to say it.
Say it in radio voice. Hey, welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with Sausage and Party Boob.
You just sounded like, oh, we're those two DJs from Parks and Recreation.
Oh, Jesus.
Because that's exactly who you just sounded like.
Oh, my God.
Parks and Rec.
Fuck,
come on.
I can't remember.
It's something. Somebody in the douche.
The douche. Ira in the douche.
Ira in the douche.
Yeah, sorry. Woo.
Yeah, that's who you just sounded like.
Nice. I'll take it.
All right.
Pawnee's number one rated morning show.
Yep. That's because we weren't around. If we were around, they would have been number two.
They are, yeah. We're number two, I think, for the most part.
You smell like number two.
Yeah, well, our ratings look like we're number two. Not in a good way. I tried the extra most bestest thin crust pepperoni pizza.
From Little Casers?
From Little Casers. And when you were out of town, so Saturday, I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. And I did.
And?
It was okay.
It wasn't the extra most bestest?
It wasn't what I was hoping it would be. It was good, but...
Was it better than their regular pizza?
It's on par with the regular pizza. It's just different because it's a thin crust, but it was good.
Isn't the regular pizza thin crust?
No.
Oh,
this thin crust is like thin
it's
crust.
Like, paper?
Like if you took off the cheese and sauce, you could probably see through it. It's super thin crust.
How is that extra most bestest
opaque.
Then?
Opaque. I think the pepperonis make it that way.
Why? What's special about the pepperonis?
Go ask Little Kesar. I have no idea.
That just sounds dumb.
Well, I tried it finally. That was a legit follow-up from last week. I talked about it last week. It's like, I try it. There's the review.
There you go.
It was okay. It was okay. Cost me six something or whatever.
Yeah, $6 pizza, you know.
It was hot and ready, much like many hookers. And
really, are hookers really hot?
And ready. Some are, I think. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever really seen a real hooker. I've seen TJ Hooker, William Shatner, and Heather Locklear, right?
Now you're dating yourself.
Who was that other guy? Adrian Zmed?
I don't know.
I think it was. Somebody out there was like, yeah, that's him. Somebody's listening going, oh my God, Adrian Zmed.
No, no one listening is saying that. I can guarantee you that. No one.
Somebody is.
Nope.
And it might be me.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what's annoying? I get emails all the time. Probably at least 4 to 5 times a week from Geico asking me to switch my insurance to them. Fuckers! All of our insurance is through Geico.
Yeah, but it's linked to my email.
I know.
So you
can't figure that out.
No.
I can't respond to it. It's just a generic email. I'm like, motherfucks, you know how much money we're paying you?
Yeah, ain't
all
that the
damn
truth.
Time?
Bleah.
Good God. My girl Drew Barrymore was nominated for a daytime Emmy.
Yeah?
What?
Mm-hmm. Who'd she sleep with?
Not me, unfortunately.
Well, you can't get her nominated for an Emmy, so why would she?
Oh, you'd be amazed at what I could do if that were the prize.
The prize?
The prize.
All right.
Talk about hot and ready for Drew.
Oh, boy.
I'll be my extra most bestest.
It's only because of her connections.
Nah. Not at all.
She's one of those people that were born and raised, and like all of her relatives were famous, and her godparents are all famous people. And
that doesn't make her less awesome. She just had an in.
Sure.
Yeah.
She's extra white privileged.
She is. Is there extra white privilege? I don't even know. Is there a thing?
I just made it up, so it is.
Yeah, that's, I guess so, but nevertheless. That's that. She got nominated. And if I could vote, I'd vote for her. It's probably for the episode that I was on, as the audience member. The
virtual they watched that one, and they said, look, this guy's not even paying attention. This show must suck.
He's looking down at his phone while Taye Diggs is speaking, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
See?
What?
You probably were the one that almost ruined it for her.
I doubt it.
I don't.
So, the Olympics are coming up, and they're in, what are they, Tokyo? Or they're somewhere in
Tokyo.
Japan.
Are you choking?
Spanish, Japón is Spanish for Japan.
Sure.
I think. But the international committee member, the main guy, says he believes the Olympic Games will go ahead this year. Says the option of canceling the event is essentially off the table. Do you know why that's important? It's fucking not. The only reason I've mentioned this is because the IOC member who said this was, I believe he's the chairman. His name is Dick Pound. And that is one of the most epic names ever. And he goes by that. He doesn't go by Richard Pound. He goes by Dick Pound.
Wouldn't you, if that was your name?
I don't know. We better be able to back that shit up, though. Better have 16 ounces of wiener to back that up.
Oh, my God. You have such issues. No.
But the Olympics will go on.
I've heard.
And they're going to do the bubble. They're going to try to do the bubble. There's an airplane flying over us right now.
So?
We're getting barnstormed. It's the Red Baron. It's probably Snoopy and his Sopwith Camel. Isn't that the plane he flew?
I don't know, but I feel like he only does it on Christmas Eve.
Why would you get into dogfights on Christmas Eve? That's like the worst time. That should be when there's a truce from the Fighting Day
Perils. Well, there is. You know the story? Did you not see the story?
Which one? Of Snoopy?
The Red Baron.
Not really.
Oh.
You're going to enlighten me?
No.
Oh. Then why bring it up?
Just to mock you.
Why are you going to play me that way?
Because that's what I do.
What do you think of this? A lot of people were making fun of Donald Trump for always drinking Diet Coke, right? That was his go-to thing.
People made fun of him for that?
Yeah.
I mean, people made fun of him for a lot of stuff, but I feel like this was drinking Diet Coke was the least of the things you could have made fun of him for.
He drank a lot of Diet Coke.
Okay.
And apparently he had a button, you know, that he could push and somebody would just bring him a Diet Coke.
I believe he probably ate a lot of carrots, too. That's why it was so orange.
Oh, my God. You think the guy drinking all the Diet Cokes
is
more like Cheetos more than carrots?
Cheetos.
Guy's eating Doritos and Cheetos and anything else with that orange powder.
Yep. That's why.
But apparently Biden has swapped out the Diet Coke tradition that Donald Trump tried to make official. And his thing is orange Gatorade is the Oval Office beverage of choice.
Orange Gatorade.
Yeah. Not even the best flavor.
No.
Because yellow is the best flavor.
No, it's not.
Well, you're wrong.
It's the original, but it's not the best.
Right. It is both of those things.
No. Nope. Grape.
Anyway.
What
are your thoughts on that? Biden drinking orange Gatorade.
Okay. Am I supposed to have a thought on the president
drinking?
Why wouldn't
you?
Why?
I think they're just coloring like Ensure orange. And
no,
it
you can't. Yeah, that's different.
They might be.
I'm sure he maybe probably drinks Ensure as well.
Some orange concoction that they have to mix his medicine into.
Because if they did that, it'd be like creamsicle.
Well, that's the only way. Maybe it's like some other people with dementia that they don't like to take their medicine.
There you go.
So they crunch it up, put it in an orange Gatorade, shake it up, and give him his favorite treat. Shake it up, be-doo-doo. Maybe that's what they're doing there. Kind of like you wrap a dog medicine in like a hot dog or something like that so that they scarf it down and hopefully
that doesn't
notice.
Work with our dogs, by the way.
We don't know if it works with Hank or not. He's too new.
No, yeah, we don't know about him, but the other guys are, no. They'll just spit about.
They're wise.
Yeah.
On their years.
You can put it in the middle of their bowl of dog food. They will eat right around it. And the only thing left in that bowl would be the medication.
It's like World War Z where they run around the sick people. Just a fury of stuff. And the sick person's like, hey, we're not going to fuck with that guy.
Nope.
See, this is how you know Hank is still unwise to things. Because he and Hades are both laying in here. And Hank's nose is right in Hades' asshole.
Yeah, but dogs don't care about that kind of stuff.
But Hades farts. And
yes,
they're nasty.
He does.
So Hank could be in for a rude awakening.
No, I don't think he would
Literally,
care.
He's asleep and he would get awakened rudely by Hades' toot.
He doesn't care. Hades is his buddy.
A butty. That's what he is.
You know what I've been obsessed with lately?
Not me.
What's that little guy's name? The little Yoda guy? Goku? Gogurt? Grogu?
How dare you? It's Grogu.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ. Gogurt. Gogurt.
Whatever is it? He's Baby Yoda.
He's Grogu.
Call him what you want. I'll call him what I want. I've never even watched that show that he's on. But all the stupid memes they make of him just crack me up.
Did you find a good one?
Oh, there's tons of them. There's like whole Facebook pages dedicated to his memes.
Do you follow these pages?
Just one of them.
Oh, so why don't you share more of those on our page? Because they're funny.
Oh, they're hilarious.
Dude.
But I don't know that everybody else is enamored with Gogurt's memes as I am.
Gogurt, god damn it. They might be. So we got to find out.
All right.
So if you find some good ones.
If I find good ones, I will put it out there to the social media pages.
So speaking of pages and Grogu pages and anything like that, I came across today, discovered the Sandlot Challenge on TikTok and other places.
Did we get to play baseball?
If you want, that's not this challenge.
Oh, well, please, Joseph, tell us, what is the Sandlot Challenge?
I'm very happy you asked. The Sandlot Challenge is you filming yourself running away from your dog in slow motion while the old school version of Johnny Be Good plays, just like in the Sandlot movie.
Nice.
And it's fucking
just
hilarious.
Just like the chase.
Yes. It's so
just
funny.
Just like the chase.
And I think Hank would be perfect for it. One, because he's a mastiff, like the Beast was. The Beast was a different kind of mastiff. But nevertheless,
they still
the commonality,
have the flailing jowls
exactly,
when they run.
That's the commonality that we want to capture on film. So,
I see. So we just got to get him to chase us.
Yes.
And record it.
And I think we can do that. And I think if he doesn't want it, because he's not like that kind of a dog where if you like start booking, he'll chase after you. He'll just sit there and stare and be going like, what the fuck are
like,
you doing?
Yeah, he's got to figure you out first.
Like, I don't know what's happening here. But
I've gotten him to chase me around the house, though.
I've gotten him to chase me outside a little bit sometimes, but it takes some work. So if we got something filming, I don't want it to take work. I had the brilliant idea because he loves chasing the laser.
Mm.
If I have the laser, like I'm right on my tail and I'm running, he's going to be following that thing.
Maybe.
It's worth a shot. I think it might work. But I want to try and get the Sandlot Challenge done with Hank.
All right. I guess we'll put that on our to-do list this weekend.
It's also a podcast first here, folks. Baby Cat is on Carol's lap.
Yeah. Where did you come from and why are you here?
She's never up here when we're doing this. Ay.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
telling
anyway,
me.
Yeah, anyway, the Sandlot Challenge. We got to do it with the Hankster. I was also listening. This is something that you were amazed at that I did or didn't do, but you were still amazed by it. It was that I've never seen The Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, but you're a movie geek. That's why I was so surprised, because it's, you know, that's like a classic at this
apparently.
Point. Apparently.
Yeah. I'll reserve judgment until I actually spend time watching it, but I was listening to the latest Nate Land podcast with Nate Bargatze.
Of course.
He's never seen Shawshank Redemption either. So, boom.
Okay.
Clearly brilliant minds don't waste their time on such a movie.
Sure.
That's my theory. I think it holds up. I really do.
Did you ever read an article?
Shawshank Redemption? I did not read the book either.
And wonder why anyone bothered putting it in print?
Maybe. What did you come across?
So, you know, you flip through different stuff, read different articles, yada, 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 right? So I'm living through and I find this one and the headline is literally just plant-based dinners cut heart disease risk by 10%, the study says.
Okay.
Thinking that's it?
Well,
first of all, who doesn't know that, right?
Right. So if you're a vegetarian, you avoid red meat and a lot of fatty foods, you
right.
have less heart disease.
Yes, less. But it was only 10%. I feel like it should be more than that. For the sacrifice you make.
Is it like starting at like 60?
I feel like it should be at least like 25%.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
I really feel like 10% is not worth the sacrifice.
I agree with you on that.
But really, it was the article was just saying that consuming dinners full of plant-based protein and healthy fats and carbs instead of meat and refined carbs can cut the risk of heart disease by 10%, researchers say. I feel like researchers have been saying that for decades. Why are they just making this?
Yeah, somebody
now?
Had some grant money and they're like, you better publish some results soon or we're pulling your funding. I'm like, all right, here you go. 10% better if you do this.
Yeah, it was just, it was weird. Yeah. And there was nothing profound in the article at all.
And the funders were like, seriously, that's what you came up with?
Exactly.
And researchers go, listen, here's the contract. The parameters of the contract said, I need to publish one report every 2 years. Right at the end of the 2 years, there is zero stipulation about what that report should
be. There you go. And that's what he came up with.
And they got away with it. And they probably got more funding.
Yep.
I can't wait to see what they come out with next.
Sure.
Maybe it'll be up to like 11% next time.
Maybe.
That would be pretty incredible.
Maybe next time they're going to tell you that like potato chips are bad for you.
Right. Too much salt?
Right.
What else? Eggs?
No, eggs aren't good for you, man.
No, it depends on like the decade. Sometimes eggs are bad for you.
That depends what decade.
Yeah, and they turn on the egg industry.
The flim-flamming.
It's when the Tysons and the Colonel Sanders go, hey, all right, listen. Enough about this eggs are bad for you shit. Eggs are made by the chickens that make us billions, so you better be supporting fucking eggs, too, because you know you're eating my chicken. It's a big chicken lobby.
Sure.
Yeah. Chicken lobby.
Sure.
Chicken, sometimes called a hen house.
Okay.
Mostly called a chicken lobby.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here's a thought I've had.
Let me
brace
myself.
I haven't put this together yet, so it's in... kind of in pieces.
Like my life.
Yeah. This is my last resort. All those commercials for medicines. Everybody's talked about this before. Comedians have. It's no big deal, right? What are you rolling your eyes about? You don't even know what I'm going to say.
It doesn't matter. I hate those commercials.
Right. Okay. So it's that eye roll was for the commercials, not me. All right. I feel a little bit
they
better.
They should be illegal.
What did I hear? Fuck. I think it's like the U.S., excuse me, in like Norway, maybe a Scandinavian country, are the only two countries where you can advertise medicine like that. This isn't part of what I was going to say, but I heard this and your reaction
that
to it is exactly
sense.
Why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I got to thinking all those commercials, there's all those disclaimers where the side effects, all that kind of crap gets listed and they just get rattled off super fast, right? Like at the end of the commercial, like, right. And that's it. There was a commercial I saw recently where for like maybe the second 25 or 30% of the commercial, it just very calmly read the expected side effects.
Okay.
There weren't as many side effects and they read them slowly.
Because they had to fill time.
Well, no, the commercial was still ongoing. That's the kind of medicine I would want to take. Not the one where it's so many side effects and things you got to watch out for. You have to cram it into like double speed talk.
Or cram it into that you don't really know what they're saying because they're scary.
Whatever, yeah. Even if you slow it down.
Yeah, I do not believe that they should have those medication commercials.
So this one was called Ingrezza. It's a drug to combat tardive dyskinesia.
Oh, yeah, the side effect from mental health medications.
Right. So TD can be caused by certain prescription meds used to treat mental health. Other than the side effect part of it, which makes me think, okay, maybe this is a legit medicine because they don't have to cram all this bullshit into, you know, 20 seconds of commercial. They're very honest people. So that's what makes me trust them even more.
Why?
Because they say... though how it works isn't fully understood, Ingrezza is thought to reduce extra dopamine signaling while working directly in the region of the brain that causes uncontrollable movements of TD. They're admitting, like, we don't know how this works. We came up with this formula. We gave it to some people with this TD stuff.
And it
positive
worked.
Results. We didn't bother to dig deeper.
Well, all they did was give a drug that affected the part of the brain that also is what...
Right.
Where this TD
but
comes
they literally
from.
Say they, although we don't know how it fully works. or fully understand how it works. It's fucking hilarious.
If you got TD, you probably don't care.
Probably.
You're probably like, I don't care if you know how it works. If it works, just give me it.
Like, yo, can you fix this TD? Yes, but we're not sure how. All right, I'm in. I don't need these. And I guess it's like Twitch is almost like Exorcism of Emily Rose type hand movements. Or like, bleh.
I don't think it's not that
flail
severe.
About.
Yeah, it's
it looks
not
like
that
you're
severe.
Convulsing.
It's just a twitch.
It's like palsy hand.
They're gonna come after us. You can't say that kind of
Who's
stuff.
They?
What's wrong with you?
Nobody's coming after us.
I don't know somebody, but.
But I think that's very funny how they can slowly read all the side effects because there aren't that many. And they openly admit,
we don't fully understand
how this works.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I wonder why did they have to put it in there? Because why would you if you didn't have to?
Maybe they're just honest people.
No, nobody's honest, especially not
in the pharmaceuticals
world.
Yeah.
All right.
Big Pharma is not known really for its honesty. But
not at all.
Yeah, so Ingrezza, people, if you got the hand twitches because of that kind of medicine, do it. It's an honest medicine made by honest people.
So this is the year of the cicadas, right?
Is that a Chinese calendar thing?
Sure.
Okay.
All the big creepy bugs that come out of the ground.
Correct.
Right. They're supposed to be harmless. But just the idea that these giant bugs are emerging from the ground after, 13, 17 years, something like that. this is the year. And now we don't have them here.
No.
But a lot of parts of the country are getting attacked by these bugs, right? And I've got two things to say about these bugs. First of all, I read that there is some sort of infection, some sort of fungus that some of them have.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. That ready? Makes them lose their bottom half.
Makes them lose their bottom half.
Right. So
they're bugs. So like their bottom, like their belly, because they crawl on their belly. Kind
sure.
of thing?
So, but this happens to be their butt and genitals.
Of course.
Yes. So their butt and genitals fall off.
B&G removal.
But they don't know it.
They don't know it.
No. Secondary to losing their butt and genitals, it makes them extra horny.
So
whatever this fungus is,
how do they scratch that itch?
So they're trying to.
So they're just like dry humping other cicadas like,
without any equipment to do it.
I swear this has never happened before. You don't got to worry about anything premature happening, apparently.
No, but lucky for the parts of the country that get invaded by these, because that may reduce the populations moving forward.
Wow. So that's something in their DNA that God said, you guys are so fucking annoying that you're going to lose your ass and dicks.
Yep.
So you can't even be
upon them. It's from this fungus.
You can't even be a gay cicada, gay cata, because the butt's gone too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. That is
really weird.
God saying,
very strange,
you're the most annoying fucking creature I've ever created. I tried limiting you to every 13 years. Still not good enough.
Right?
So what we're going to do here is remove some parts of you that might help prevent you from being such a pain in the ass.
Right.
By the way, you will never have a pain in the ass again.
Some of them.
Because your ass is not going to be there.
Only some.
You're assless. Assless
right.
chaps.
Yes.
The men are assless chaps.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. So we talked about this a little bit, but not a lot. There was an ultra marathon in China.
I wasn't done with my cicadas.
Oh, I'm sorry, there's more?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, this is gold, go ahead.
Yeah, well, this isn't quite as good as the first part, but
no.
Unfortunately, these areas that are also getting hit, apparently cicadas like to be extra hydrated. And they're in the trees. So people are getting almost urinated on by the cicadas.
By the ones that didn't lose their junk due to the fungus or mold or whatever the hell it was.
Yep.
I see.
It's So they're drinking all this tree sap and everything else and then just it's raining down out of the trees on people.
So there's a lot of horny cicadas that can't do anything. And then there's cicadas that can do something that all they're into apparently is golden showers.
Yes. Funny that you say that because it's this fluid is actually referred to as honeydew.
Honeydew.
Yep.
Ugh, gross. Imagine if guys referred to that as honeydew. Ugh. Baby, I got a load of honeydew waiting for you. That's so creepy.
You're creepy.
I know, but it's hilarious.
Now, what were you going
to
say?
By the way, the honeydew is a very funny podcast that Ryan Sickler has. You guys should listen to that, too, because he's hilarious. That ultra marathon in China.
Oh, yeah, where the people 21 died.
21 people died.
Yeah.
How stupid is that? They didn't die because of what you might think would be associated with an ultra marathon. Like when I was trying to do that 100-mile beast of burden a few years ago, and it was the worst, hottest, humid day that we'd had so far that year, people were dropping out left and right. We were dropping out because of dehydration.
Right.
Right? So, you know, that's a more common thing. This is, they started the race. They started running up, you know, into the mountains where part of the race track or race trail
course.
Goes.
Yeah.
And apparently they ran into a hail slash freezing slash windstorm. And some people were smart enough to retreat back down the mountain and get out of it. Others just kept running through it. And 21 of them died.
Hypothermia.
Yeah. But, like, when we're preparing for a race, especially day before or a couple of days out, we're checking the weather forecast pretty regularly. Right?
I live by the weather forecast, yeah. Like on a regular basis.
So none of them checked it? Do they not have the Weather Channel app in China?
Maybe not.
Because nobody saw that the weather... It doesn't matter. You're going into the mountains. There's a possibility that it's going to snow and it's going to be crappy weather. You should prepare for it. It's sad that 21 people died, but I think that could have been prevented by just some common fucking sense.
Yeah, I don't understand how that... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you get to a point where you die, right? Like, at one point, they never thought, should I maybe
iffy.
Turn back?
Yeah. I'm going to keep going.
No, I'm just going to keep going.
The guy next to you, look at him, and you got nod at each other like, we got this.
We got this. This is good. We're fine.
Later, they look like Jack Nicholson in The Shining as they're just frozen in place. Oh, Jesus, people. Use your brains.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
It is. So we, for work, we get, we talked about this a little bit, but there's a message in a video that goes out to our customers when we're on our way. It's basically like an introduction to the technician or the person that's coming out.
Sure.
So you know,
so the customer knows who to expect.
It's like a minute spiel that we talked and blah, blah, blah. And there's a little bio on it. One of the things they want to do or are doing is for those of us that are fully vaccinated, they want to include that on the message now. And we were talking about this last past Saturday when we were at that little like farmer's market thing in Larkinville. And you said, boy, this is really starting to sound like a pet adoption. It's vaccinated. And it really is. It's funny to me. But I mean, it's, think of how it's similar to that, right? There's a picture, first of all. So you have a picture of the dog or the person. It'll say fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated.
Could
he
say,
is a Czechoslovakian American.
Right? The breed,
with
purebred
Indian.
Or mixed breed. Yeah. Is it Czechoslovakian mix? Whether it could be fixed. I'm fixed. So it could say. Could, I don't know.
Yeah,
what are guys,
maybe.
Neutered or spayed? I never remember that.
Neutered.
Okay. Like those cicadas.
Yeah.
It'll say okay with other dogs, maybe, right? Could say prefers a home without children or cats, which is something that people feel and is on the dog things.
Or if you're allergic.
Yeah, there you go. Allergies. Could be date, I guess. Date of birth, weight. That's a common thing. Or microchipped. For those raving anti-vaxxers who think that the vaccine is... the government microchipping us.
Sure.
They might think that they are microchipped.
Maybe.
So, yeah, we're basically like pets out for adoption.
That's
every time
funny.
We go out. So maybe I'll get adopted by some like rich older lady.
Good luck.
Well, I'm trying. It's all based on where I get sent. Mm. I can't control that. But it does feel like an adoption. Yeah, you're right. That was a good call. So I wanted to elaborate on that a little bit, but it was awesome. That was a good one.
What's that?
That is the best segment and most consistent segment we have on this show.
And the only. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for my Facebook Marketplace post. That's right.
What do you got, lady?
This is where Carol's shopping habits.
The Carol rhythm, algorithm? I don't know.
Yes. So, today's favorite Facebook Marketplace post comes to you as a throwback.
It's not the whammy weenie again, is it?
No, but I'm sure if you really want that, I might still get it for you.
Still don't.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this movie. I remember seeing it when I was a little kid.
Shawshank Redemption 2, this time it's personal.
Song of the South. Song of the South DVD. This particular ad is for $15. Now,
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is? It's an old Disney movie from, I think, 1946.
Is it like a live-action movie? It's animated.
Both.
Oh.
It's both. It's people and animation.
I see.
You won't know what song. Anyways, I've seen this ad like a million times, and it's always a different price. Like, this one's only $15. I've seen it advertised for $20, $25. But this individual either... The ad says it's from Japan, so it says it's remastered to the original film. The DVD picture's clear and crisp. The original 94-minute uncut 1946 film, including all the scenes. And it says that it is in English. It says you'll receive a DVD movie, professional-grade disc artwork in a nice case, yada, yada, yada. But it says the movie's made in Japan, but it is in English with no subtitles. So... If you don't know, Song of the South was actually banned.
Oh. Hence being made in Japan, apparently?
Right.
Banned why? Like racist stuff?
Yes.
Oh.
It was banned in the U.S. because of some civil rights groups complained that the movie was racist, and they didn't want it shown anymore.
Wow. Power to the people.
So, and you know what? It was Uncle Remus.
Is that where that came from? I've heard of Uncle Remus.
Yeah, Uncle Remus, who is an African-American Southern man, 1946, and it's two kids. I don't really remember much about the movie, but I remember seeing it when I was a little kid, and it was a good movie. I remember liking it.
You racist son of a bitch.
It's not really racist.
I haven't seen that. I couldn't even tell you.
I have a feeling, and like I said, I can't really remember the whole movie or anything like that, but I have a feeling it's probably racist in the same way Aunt Jemima was racist.
That pancake flapping bitch. They can cancel Aunt Jemima. They can cancel anyone.
Right? Even Uncle Remus.
Fucking Uncle Enos and Aunt Jemima both got canceled.
So that is a Facebook Marketplace.
All right, that was a good one.
I might order this.
I think you should.
I would like to see this movie again.
Great. You're going to order that, and it's going to show. We're going to show up on like FBI hate group mailing list or something like that.
I don't think that'll happen.
Like my dad subscribing me to, I don't even remember the name of the fucking magazine. What is it? I read it sometimes, so I shouldn't swear at it. Was it the National? Whatever it is, but I get all kinds of like Republican.
No, it's like News. I don't want to say Newsweek. It's News something like that.
Doesn't matter. I get all kinds of like Republican mailing
paraphernalia.
Shit now. Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's all right, though.
So speaking of marathons, one thing that, and we've both experienced this, that as runners you just get used to is the porta potty life.
True.
You do. It's inevitable. Yeah. They're out there because there's no other way, you know, at races.
They're out there because they care.
Sure. And you need them. They are a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for this poor lad... It didn't
lad.
Go so well. This poor guy was visiting the Gettysburg battlefield when a tree fell and trapped him in the porta potty.
Oh my God.
Yep. It's probably lucky he didn't like get crushed and injured or lose his life.
Ironic because, you know, a lot of shit went down at Gettysburg, so it just falls right
apparently
in the line.
Apparently this was some other shit that went down. So yeah, he had to wait. People had to call for help and... They had to cut him out of the porta potty.
Gross. Did it fall or anything? Do you know?
What, the porta potty?
Yeah.
It didn't give those details.
God, I would hope not. Can you imagine being trapped in there and like you're covered in that blue poop and pee water?
Oh, God. I think I would. Yeah, and then, yeah. Ooh. I can't even imagine. This is disgusting. So disgusting.
It's so gross having to use those, but inevitably before any marathon, even some shorter races sometimes, like you got to get out, you got to get out that last poop.
Yeah.
Especially when you carb load the day before, right?
Sure.
Because you got extra food in you that you don't normally have.
Yeah. These are the things that people who don't do these events don't realize.
Dude.
You've got to poop. Like sometimes marathons start at like 6 or 7 in the morning and you've got to make sure you go.
Yeah. I remember the last one we did, that one in Harrisburg, PA in November of 2019, right? Does that sound right? Yes, it does.
In Harrisburg.
It was. Yeah, the one in Harrisburg. Like, I thought I was done, and I'm like, I got to go hit those again.
That's right. You almost didn't make it to the first start line.
And when I did the Beast of Burden 50 mile, when I actually finished the race there, I remember it after the 25 mile turnaround, I had a packed a bag of like new clothes, and I was changing my socks, changing my shoes, everything. And I went into the bathroom to change, and I'm like, this is going to happen right now. And it was the most vile, nasty stuff that had come out. But I was good to go. I was empty for the final half of the race. But I'm just, my point is that, like you said, you can't, you got to go, you got to go.
You got
to. Whether it's an outhouse or you got to duck into a forest somewhere and squat.
You do what you got to do.
Everybody poops.
It's true.
It's okay.
It's kind of weird when you really think about it.
Everybody poops?
Yeah.
Or why?
Pooping in general.
No, why? It's your body ridding itself of toxins? I don't know. Is that what they are? It smells toxic.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I don't think it's weird. Every
like
animal
poops.
When
we were created, why did we have to poop?
Because things need to come out that aren't useful to the body.
Well, I don't know.
Hmm. So lastly, real quick, speaking of that was a good segue. You've seen the movie Gremlins, of course. Everybody has
seen
Gremlins.
Yes, I'm old, so yes, I have.
Yes, yeah, it's from 1984. But they had those like animatronic or puppet gremlins or whatever, right?
Right.
As the initial plan was to try and use monkeys in costumes for that.
Monkeys
in gremlin costumes. And
doesn't sound like it would work.
They brought a test monkey on. And unfortunately, when they put the mask on him, the monkey panicked. And he ran around the editing room screaming and pooping everywhere. Much like a marathoner.
Screaming poop, screaming poop.
Yeah. So that didn't go well. So they went with just the puppets or whatever.
That's
they
probably
were.
A better, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Imagine
way to go.
This editing studio just covered in monkey shit. Off
and what?
God.
That's so strange. Like, why wouldn't they have tried something like before they taught the monkey into the editing room?
Yeah, I don't know. This is how it happened back in the 80s. It was wild. 80s was probably a lot of coke involved.
The 80s were fun.
Yeah, they were.
It was a fun time. They had better music back then.
Definitely better music. So fuck you, 19... No, actually the 90s had good music. Fuck you,
2000s. Yeah.
In
it's 2010s, going down.
Music sucks
fast.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not all of it, but most of it.
85% of it sucks.
Yeah.
Just shit. Yeah. Speaking of shit, one of the animals in here just released some gas.
And might be why Hank moved his head.
Maybe. Wise choice, Hank.
Although it could have been the cat.
Although Hank might be dead because of it, so we don't know. But we're going to wrap this thing up.
The cat's really fat.
Yeah, baby cat's got some girth.
Like, she seems to be getting bigger and bigger.
She's right here. She's going to hear you.
I don't think she cares. But look at her. She's big and... She's not a big cat to begin with.
She's a very small cat.
As far as cats are concerned, she's quite pequeño.
Yeah.
But she's very round.
Yes, she is.
I think she's hitting catapaws.
Ooh, hey.
Putting on some bounds.
Had a pause. We better end this. This is getting horrible.
Yeah, this is bad.
All right. Next week, we'll do it again.
Yep, same place. Hopefully better humor.
On your part, yes. Love you.